Alright, you were right. That movie was pretty bad. And I mean, why did those kids have a houseboat? Who's paying for it? And when that guy found out someone set his old car on fire, why didn't he just call the cops and... So the magician's pet panther was actually his wife who disappeared like a decade ago? What the hell? Her husband said that he didn't want kids, so she decided to fake her death and pretend to be his pet jaguar for 11 years? Are we really supposed to like this person? Does she have any idea what she put him through? Yeah, sorry. My sisters always tell me that I tend to take movies too seriously sometimes, but really? Where did you find this one anyway? You seriously used to watch this every Halloween when you were a kid? That's the saddest Halloween tradition I have ever heard of. I mean, I know you said your parents are always busy, but what about carving jack-o'-lanterns or getting candy? My family lives in the middle of nowhere, and we always managed to go trick-or-treating before it got too dark. I guess it helps that my parents work from home. Yeah. My mom loves October, decorating the whole house, growing huge pumpkins for us to carve, and she even made all our costumes. Well, we always had a family thing. Like, one year was medieval times. Screw you, dude. My sisters were the princesses. I was a fire-breathing dragon. I think my mom knew I'd throw a fit if she tried to force me to wear a dress. My little brothers were knights, and they would battle me to save my sisters from villainous tyranny for the king and queen. Hey, I might not have been the tallest dragon, but I'm naturally ferocious. Remember how much I scared you the first time we met? I mean, yeah, I did sneak up on you. But hey, it's your own fault for not having your guard up. You were camping in the deep, dark woods. Do you know what kind of monsters lurk there? Vampires. Witches. Bigfoot. What? There's no wolves in the woods. What are you talking about? Well, I didn't hear any howling that night, and I was camping pretty close by you. How do you think I ran into the morning when I went for a walk? Maybe you just dreamed about it. Even if there was a wolf, maybe you scared her off. I might not be a princess, but that would definitely make you my hero. I want you. I know I said I wasn't ready a while ago, but I need you. My tits aren't very big, but they're yours if you want them. Oh, fuck. Your hands feel so good. Oh. If that's my sister, Roxy texting me next time I see her, I'm going to skin her. Oh, shit. I'm really sorry, but I have to go right now. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Your hands felt really good, and I really do want to sleep with you so fucking badly. And but not tonight, because I'm on my period, yeah, and it's really bad today, and I have some really important stuff I need to do tonight. I'm so sorry. Shit. Oh, sorry. I'll text you tomorrow. I promise. Days in this month, and it had to be tonight. Who's there? No, you're not supposed to be here. What the hell are you doing here? You were worried about me? You're probably wondering why I'm in my underwear in the woods behind my house and why I'm now taller than you, and my eyes are probably glowing a bit. I guess there's no point in trying to hide it anymore. I'm a werewolf. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Real werewolves aren't like the ones from the movie that just black out and kill people. Thank you for not just screaming and bolting, but yeah, werewolves are real. A lot of monsters are. Except Bigfoot. He's just a myth. No, I wasn't bitten. I told you, it's not like on TV. Bites don't turn you into one. It's a blood thing. Most of my family are werewolves, so I was born one too, but you usually don't start to turn until you hit puberty. Most of us can turn whenever we want, but when moon's full, the urge to gets unbearable. I wanted to tell you since I first saw you that night you were camping. Yeah, that was me you heard that night. I tried to stay away from people when I turned, but that night I couldn't. I smelled something so fucking good. I followed the scent until I found where it was coming from. It was you. Your scent. Your musk. I've been in heat before, but that night you set my pussy on fire. Every full moon since has been the same. I would want you to fuck me more than anything, but couldn't let you. I lose control, and you know I was a monster, and leave. I can hear your heartbeat. It's racing. Your tail. You still like me? Even though I'm an almost 7 foot tall horny werewolf? Really? You have no idea how much that means to me. Maybe I can show you. Cause I don't think I'm the only one who's excited. Oh, fuck. It's bigger than I thought. Musk. So good. Yes. Oh, yeah. Did you just call me a good girl? Hey, I might be in heat, but I'm not just someone's pet. My tail isn't wagging because you said that. I'm not a dog. I'm aware. What are you doing with your hand? No fair. My pussy's on fire and your hand feels so good. I'm not calling you that. I don't care how good it feels. Please don't stop. I'm so close. Please, master. I said, please, master, rub my pussy. I said, please keep rubbing my pussy, master. You're a good girl who needs her master to help her cup. Because he put her in heat and now she can't do anything but beg for him to keep finger fucking her swollen cunt. Mm. Oh, you like this, don't you? Seeing your tough tumblr girlfriend turn into a horny, drooling mess begging you to dominate her helpless pussy, teasing your submissive good girl, showing me your big hard cock. That's it. I need you inside me. You want me? Then mount me like the bitch in heat I am. Fucking take me like a real alpha would. Oh! Take me. I may be a virgin, but I'm not delicate. Fuck me like you mean it. Fuck yes. You have no idea how much I needed this. Needed you. Needed your cock. Again, please slap my ass again, master. I'm sorry, master. I'm sorry for being a bad girl and not taking care of your niece and letting you train those big, heavy balls of yours into my needy pussy. I promise I'll never deny you again. Be a loyal good girl and fuck toy. Like you use me as you see fit, like a real alpha should. You love how tight my pussy is. Tighter than some human bimbo, huh? Perfect for wringing every drop of baby batter out of your cock. What about my tits? They're a lot bigger than those pathetic itty-bitty ones you were playing with earlier. Bullshit. I know you love huge tits. I could hear your heart start racing the second that goth chick with the big tits and low-cut black dress showed up on screen last movie night. Why do you think I suddenly decided to rest my head on your lap? I wanted to feel your cock get hard as you watched that thin fabric struggle to contain those udders. Of course, I knew you were hard. I could feel it rubbing against my cheek, and how it would throb every time those big things on TV would jiggle. I might normally be flat as a board, but now my tits are so big they tore straight through my little A-cup bra when I turned it. Maybe you'd like to pick up where we left off at your house? More than just a handful, huh? Made to be manhandled by a big, strong alpha while he claims his bitch. Pinch my nipples are sensitive. God. Sorry, master. I didn't mean to talk back. Be as rough as you want. You're getting close, aren't you? Me too. Do it. Fucking come at me. Paint my room white. Birth control? No, I'm not on any birth control. But I don't care. I want your cum. I need your cum. Please, please, master, my pussy is burning so bad for you. Yes, fucking claim my cunt. Breathe me. Many of you were pups. I want people to look at me in my human form, see my growing belly and milk-filled tits, and know I belong to you, your maid, your pet, your good girl. God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Thank you. I love you, Master. Morning, sleepyhead. You're in my room after you passed out last night. I carried you back inside. I thought you would rather wake up in a bed than on some leaves in the woods in my backyard. Yeah, that wasn't a dream. I really am a werewolf, and we did fuck in the woods last night. I know I was really horny last night, but I meant everything I said. Really did want to tell you about my family and me, but I was scared. I've never liked someone before, and I was worried you would freak out, but after last night, I guess I was worried about nothing, right? I love you too, Master. I mean, you know what? Fuck it. I might be a tomboy for everyone else, but for you, I kind of like being a good girl instead. I like being your good girl a lot, Master. You know, since you know the truth, I was wondering if you would like to meet my family sometime. Good, because they are dying to meet you. Mostly because some of them think I might be making up having a boyfriend. I can't wait to see the look on their faces when I prove them wrong. Plus, I wasn't lying about not being on birth control. Considering how hard you came in me last night, there's a good chance I'm already pregnant. So my parents will probably want to meet the future father of their first grandpups.